Do you know what today is? It's our Podiversary. Podiversary.
Oh, hey. Good morning.
Come on.
Good
hey.
Morning.
Today is a special day.
Come on.
Birds and hey. Come on. It's the Podiversary.
Hey. Oh,
Podiversary.
Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
And then just in case y'all don't know, it is our Podiversary, our first year, our first year.
This is close to the conclusion of the first year of the Three Shades of Grey podcast.
Yes. Yes.
So that means we're still in diapers. So we still pissing and shitting on ourselves.
No, we're not.
No, just you.
Only Chris. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just Chris. Yeah.
It depends on how many drinks he's had.
But it's okay. We'll go get some we'll get you some depends.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he said it depends. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to get you
depend.
Some depends.
It
yeah,
does
mm-hmm,
depend.
Mm-hmm. It depends on if you catch it in time.
Facts. Jeez. I'm going to let it go regardless. I'm just saying. Anyway.
And it only gets worse.
When it gets going, it's going.
It's gone.
And it continues to worsen as the years get
better. Okay. Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, Jesus. Anyway, we've made it through a year, almost, close. Mm-hmm. And we've went through
give or
a
take
lot
a week or two.
In the year. We've had blizzards. We've had...
Yeah, the snow
storms. Yeah, snows, losses.
Snowmageddon, they called it. Snowmageddon of 2026.
Mm, yes. We've had scorching heat this year.
Mm. We've had everything.
It's the end of the times, y'all. It's the end of times.
Better get yourself together.
It's coming, y'all.
Y'all
it's
better get yourself together.
We never thought we would have made it this far.
Never would have made it.
People dying that ain't never died before.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Gospel. That's the gospel.
That's true right there, baby.
All day, every day.
That's true.
And we've been gone for 2 weeks. Yes, we've been gone for 2 weeks. Because we haven't recorded in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I reckon.
Weather didn't allow.
Oh, yeah, the weather didn't permit.
Yeah, we've had, like, bad weather the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. But we bizarre.
Well, I'm going to say, my driveway has been clear for both weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Guess what? Mine cleared up in both weeks. And I ain't do shit.
Mine too. Mm. Well, mine's still, my driveway's a little icy.
Well, mine was still icy, but I did have to go out there and get my backpack blower and blow a spot out of that little 10-inch snow that we had so my dog could take a shit.
Because he's so fancy.
Because look,
it was over him.
It was over his head. When I say he went out there, he looked like a little kangaroo because he had hopped. He'd just hop. And then he'd go. You can't squat when you ain't got nothing to squat at. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. When he hopped, he just had snow up on his balls.
He's covered. White. All over his snout and everywhere, all over his back.
He looked like that dog from the Grinch. Yeah.
But the one thing Max. I will say, he's the only one in the house that has a triple fat goose.
Oh, wow.
And we all know what them are with the fur around the neck.
Yeah.
He got one full body and his water shoes.
Bentley.
I'm just saying, Bentley living high on the hog. Man.
Bentley said these paws can't be getting wet, player.
Oh man, look now. The one time I took him out, his back paw got real icy and cold, so he hopped on three legs because he was like, "This ain't it right here, bro."
Like, where am I the snow boot at?
this ain't it right here. I apologize. Daddy, I fucked around and found out that why you put them on my feet. Can I have it back, please? And thank you. Shit.
Bentley's a boss.
Yeah, he is. He's a little punk ass boss.
No,
boss
don't
dog.
Talk about him. Like
he's a punk ass boss dog.
Say so he get it from his dad.
What?
Anyway, Chris, how was your week?
Well, considering I just got off work,
it was okay. Good. More work means more money.
Nah, I'm on salary, so no, it don't mean no more money. It just means
more work
time.
Means job security.
Facts. For some reason, people are still buying a bunch of damn mattresses. Well, they lay down from time to time.
Hey, I know I did.
Anywho, but but yeah,
at least once that we can document.
Yeah, right. You know,
that's what I'm saying. I like leave proof laying around. You know,
but in my world,
no,
life
you carried
keeps,
that proof around.
In
for a while.
In my world, life keeps lifing,
yes.
And it keeps going on every damn day. So yeah, I'm proud to be a part of the everyday struggle. Shit.
Yeah.
Because you know, when I'm not a part of it, I'm gone. So
yeah.
Too shit. Yeah.
Shit.
And we're happy. Today
may not be
too.
A good day, but thank God I ain't missed one.
What?
I don't want to
today. Hey, and you know what's kind of crazy? I listened to this guy the other day, and he said, he said that a guy was asking, you know, would you take this $10 million today? Okay, $10 million, just give it to you. But the only thing is, if you take this $10 million today, you cannot wake up tomorrow.
Oh, God.
So I love the analogy, because that means, if you think about it, that means, like, if you take this money right now, that $10 million, but you can't wake up the next day. So his point was, he's making value on your life every day.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, that's deep, Craig.
But do they at least give it to you, like, early in the morning so you can ball out all day?
Yeah, you get it bright and early.
Oh, okay.
But you can ball out all day, but you can't. You dead after that.
Well, it don't matter. You can't take it with you anyway. You just enjoy it where you can. Yeah. I mean, that's the same outlook on life.
But,
I mean,
you know,
it's just,
I'd rather
you
be
enjoy
a part,
what you got.
Yeah, I'd rather take my dollar or $2 today.
Yeah, I'd rather be a part of the struggle.
I mean, so, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying,
but you know.
But there are some people, I mean, me being the eternal optimist, as long as I believe I got tomorrow,
yeah,
I'm gonna go for tomorrow.
What? but yeah, everything's hunky dory, you know. I have no complaints. I'm gonna keep doing life as it comes at me.
Might as well
get to spend time with my loved ones. And,
oh,
you know,
about
to turn
you
up tonight.
What?
Turn up the night.
Did
you see everybody that message that you sent me on Instagram with the little monkey?
About snoring.
No, little monkey. Talking about, I'm just wondering how grateful my siblings are. How blessed they must
Instagram.
Be.
Chris don't have Instagram, but
I do got Instagram.
I
don't have Facebook.
Well, I sent Larry this little emoji saying, it's a monkey, of course. Anyway, and it says,
it was a self-portrait of Kim.
I know.
And it says, I just want my siblings to know how fortunate they are to have me in their life. And
I can't imagine how blessed they must be.
To have me in their life.
Boy, see,
is that what it is, boy?
Yeah, y'all are blessed.
I mean, we
are.
I'd rather have her than not have her.
But you know what, though? I'd take you any day.
See?
Yep,
that's
nice. I mean, but you know, it's like you'd rather have a bunion on your toe than not have your toe.
That's not
right.
Nice.
Facts.
I mean, that's not nice.
Oh, that does look like Kim, Larry.
That does not look like me.
Got the little red ass and everything.
See, that's not
little baboon.
Me. See, that's not. Yeah, see.
Jeez. Thinking about how lucky my siblings are to have me as a sister.
See?
I can't imagine how blessed they are.
So true. So
and
true.
And the little monkey is crying.
See,
like Michael Jordan crying. You know
oh,
what I'm
shit,
saying?
That tears just dropping. I see that, she blinking hard.
Yeah, my family's so blessed. They're so blessed. Mm-hmm.
That we are.
Anywho.
We are blessed. We ain't saying why. We just saying we're blessed.
We're better than blessed.
Yeah, we are.
Larry, how was your week?
Okay. It wasn't bad. Cold weather does a lot of funky things to trucks. Mm-hmm. Puts a lot of stress on shit that you didn't know could be stressed.
Yeah.
And that stresses me.
Understood.
We hate you stressed.
Yeah.
We hate you stressed.
So, I had a couple of, you know, broken things here and there within the past 2 weeks and stuff. And
probably
being ready to go and not being able to go because of mechanical issues and this, that, and third. But you know, we don't work it out. We it's over now and everything's at least 85-90%.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's a passing grade.
You know, still working on this new normal that life has thrown me. I was just saying, you know, where that's gonna lead and take, and you know, whatever happens, you know, it's just. I know it's a challenge. I'm up for the challenge, so I'm just along for the ride at this point. I'm just strapped up. And
challenge accepted.
Yeah, I'm just debating on whether or not I'm going to put my helmet on or not. I don't know how bumpy the ride is going to be.
It's going to be bumpy. So
pray yourself.
Thanks.
Better to be proactive than reactive.
Yeah, well,
what's a concussion?
I mean,
a lot. A concussion can kill you. Because if you fall asleep.
Can it?
Yes, it can.
Do you really believe that?
I've seen it happen.
Okay.
What's it? Okay.
Helmets are for suckers. Helmets are for suckers.
Well, it's a lot of suckers who are going to be watching on the field come Sunday.
So. Yeah, they soft. If that was me, no helmet.
Either that or one of them old school just leather turtle shells on
your head.
Yes.
With ear holes.
With air holes. No.
I said ear holes. Kim.
Oh, I thought you said air holes.
Leather helmets and snot bubbles, baby. Oh, I love the snot bubbles. Give it to them now.
Some of y'all just have snot bubbles without the leather helmet, so.
I have snot bubbles in no one just popped the snot
bubble. Oh, my gosh.
So, how was your week, Kimmy Kims?
My week was great. Working in the snow. Yeah, I'm working in the snow.
Damn, y'all outside now? You ain't indoors?
No, I'm saying going to, what y'all said, going to work in the snow was a joy.
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah, but, you know, made it through and skipped to Malou. It's a great thing just to have employment and be an essential worker and, you know you're needed even when you're not needed, but just know.
You're needed.
Yeah. Sounds like you're just being told that you need it.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know,
oh, okay.
It's okay. Right. Well, okay. You know, tomato, tomato. Hey, it works for me.
Whatever.
Like I told them, once we're in the building, it doesn't even matter. We're here. It doesn't matter. So, but yeah, good week. Nothing bad to report. I start a class next week, I guess. Yeah,
anger
so
management.
I'll be working daytime next week.
No,
like
not
regular
anger
people.
Management.
Nice.
I'm not angry, Juan.
You don't need to manage that.
No, who needs anger management? Anger management is for quitters. And I'm not trying to
same
quit.
Same people
being
that
angry.
Wear helmets. Suckers.
Suckers.
Oh, but yeah, the week was good. Up. Week was good. How about yours, Juan?
Yeah, how amazing was your week, Juan?
My week was boring. Boring and sad.
Lies.
I was so disappointed. I had a pretty good week.
Yeah, I was so disappointed.
So, yeah, good week. Shoveled snow a couple times.
Bro, I always loved that.
Actually, it was pretty cool. I'll never buy ice melt again because I told y'all, I'm going to do brine from now on. Just so easy, and it's a whole lot cheaper. Backpack sprayer, a little bit of hot water, a little bit of salt, some molasses, wickety wackety wackety, ice melts,
walk-a-bow.
Beautiful.
We love your sound effects. They only get better and better.
Thank you.
Walk-a-bow.
Messed around on computers a little bit, had some failures, a little bit of success. The successes were great. The failures were frustrating.
Failures were great too, because you learned from them.
I did not. I learned absolutely nothing.
You didn't learn nothing from your failures.
Nope, so. Nothing at all.
Well, you don't have nothing to do with my computer, does it?
Yeah, it has everything to do with your computer.
Sorry, said you could do it though.
He said it had everything to do with your computer.
You could do it though.
I was exclusively talking about your computer. It was exclusively your computer.
Shit. My bad. So I guess I'm gonna be taking it up the road.
Yes,
huh?
Sir. Your computer wasn't my only failure of the week, but your computer was the only failure that I learned nothing other than my inadequacy. Those failures are not good. Those failures are not good.
Where's your persistence, Juan? Where's your
usually
you want to conquer these things.
Well, if it was just my computer, it would end up, you know, sitting over there and I'd pull a screw off every now and then. But it's not my computer. You can't do that. I'm just going to keep digging with someone else's stuff because at some point you're like, man, you didn't have my computer for a month and a half. I keep seeing it sitting over there on your floor.
He's like, it's in 12,000 pieces right now.
What's going on with my computer? And I'm like, honestly, bro?
I'm trying to figure it out.
I done forgot where I put your screws. I done forgot where I put the screws.
Your computer will be looking like Florence over there in the corner.
Oh.
Bottoms up.
Oh, Lord. Bottoms up.
That's what your computer going to be looking
so
like.
So eventually you give up and you learn something.
That you can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. But you just said you didn't learn nothing.
I learned that. Yeah, I didn't learn anything from yours. I said your computer was the one that I didn't learn anything from.
You said you put something up and then you learned from it.
Yeah, like with Florence.
Oh, but that doesn't apply to my.
Yeah, it didn't apply to yours because
I'm not going to ever. Huh? No.
Okay. Again, you can't do those things with other people's stuff. You can't just keep digging into someone else's stuff
taking off things and being like, oh, I shouldn't have pulled that off.
Now the computer won't even go back together.
Now see, this is the whole reason why we come to him for this shit.
Yes. You are the one, man.
But it's
you
okay. I appreciate your honesty, bro.
He fixed mine. I got an old computer you can have. It's only good for like nothing much. You can get online with it.
It's well, good for lighting up. That's it. I use it as a nightlight specifically.
No,
and as long as you keep it plugged up, it'll stay on all night long.
No, my computers, both of them are
good. Don't try to do anything with it, though.
But
unplug it. You lose everything.
The battery is like, it is good. It'll last for like 30 minutes. And they say the battery's dead, even though it's a fully charged battery. So probably if I was to get a new battery and something else, it'll work.
Maybe it's just a battery sensor that you need.
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, it's like a 12-year-old to 15-year-old computer. You probably do need a new battery at this point.
Oh, well, see, you might. I mean, yeah, if you want to, it's just a big old computer.
It's just a 48-inch, 17-inch screen. Kim got a floor model computer.
It is not a floor model.
You dance on the keyboard. Yep.
It is not. It's a big screen.
Be like, hold on. The tube's got to warm up before it's
oh, shit.
Can't be typing. It sound like this. Stomping y'all.
He's talking about stomping y'all. It does not sound like that. The computer really works good. I only use it for education, like when I do my education at work. But it serves a purpose. It goes online. But I got two of them to do the same thing. So... Juan fixed them. He put a system on there.
I didn't put Linux on any of your computers, dude.
You put something on one.
You don't even know.
My black one. Whatever that is. But anyway.
But yeah, that's what I was trying to do with L's, but his won't go into a BIOS. I can't get a BIOS on there at all. No matter what I do. I've done all the things I could find online. No BIOS.
Wonder why. Maybe you don't like being BIOS-centric. Huh.
But don't. Boom.
Okay, well, I was just trying. Yeah. Just trying some new stuff. Just trying some new stuff. Anyways. Thank you. Thank you for the laughter. Yeah. Thank you for the laughter. You got any? You should. I know you do have some weekly news, Juan.
Some two weekly news.
Actually, weekly news. I've only got one piece of news.
What?
Which, and this is the sad thing. One of my successes, right, for last week. One of my successes, I told y'all the thing that I was trying to build where it would automatically scrape news feeds for me and send me summaries.
Yeah.
That was my success. That I actually have that. That worked.
Obviously, it wasn't a success.
I just didn't use it.
News.
I've not used it.
Then what's the point?
I did, but I meant to use
it's
it.
It's established.
But L brought his computer over, and I was like, let me mess on this. And then I was watching gun videos.
So it's
and,
your fault.
Ooh, yeah. What gun videos have you been watching?
Just like different stuff on AR-15s.
Oh. You think you want to go that route?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll talk about that off pod, but I know how to. We can put you one together, and it'll probably be cheaper than just buying the whole thing.
Putting the gun together?
I doubt that, sir.
Oh,
I doubt that.
Really?
It depends.
What have you found?
Yes.
We'll talk about it
anyway,
off pod.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we've got topics. We ain't really topics. Stuff from 2 weeks that we're really behind.
I don't know. What's late in news?
So the one little actual story that I had, it is a couple weeks old. It's the guy in Minnesota that got shot.
Oh,
the
yeah.
protester.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, other people have gotten shot since then.
I've kind of got one. I kind of like heard it as I was dozing off last night.
Are you sure you wasn't drinking?
Oh, and I do have about
the president and his video.
His racist
yes,
video. Yeah,
like
I was going to.
Monkey and all this stuff. So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Juan typing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So President Trump posts the video about it. He says that it was by mistake and he didn't know the whole video.
Why
is what he says, but the first part of it evidently is about voter fraud and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and then the last part of it shows President Obama and
Kamala.
Excuse me, no, it was
not
Kamala,
but
oh gosh, I've forgotten President Obama's wife,
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
First Lady Obama, we'll call it. President Obama and Michelle Obama's face is superimposed on monkey bodies, which mm-hmm. is horrible. And he's like, well, I didn't know. I didn't watch the whole video.
Who
posts
that?
Stuff and don't watch the whole video?
Him.
Yeah, I don't believe that. But
that's his story. He's sticking with it.
Yeah, that's he's catching some flack over that.
Yeah, because they was talking about that last night on CNN, I think it was.
Yeah, I mean, from what I hear, he's catching flack on like both sides. It ain't just like
because even the Republicans,
just Democrats that are hitting him. Mm-hmm. It's like his own party's coming at him.
Yep, and he won't apologize.
No, he's not going to.
He never apologized.
He don't apologize for nothing.
But you know what though, and the lady, because it was a lady on CNN that I think it was CNN. Don't hold me to that. She was saying that if you was a CEO of a Fortune 500 company or over any other company, you'll get suspended.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, lose your job.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Something would happen.
Some type of disciplinary action.
Right. But the leader of the free world, he just gets a pass.
Yeah.
Like, and not even apologize for something,
But he's gotten a pass for everything,
Racism is real, y'all. Y'all know. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that.
Mm, well, interesting.
He said them dark skin problems.
Yeah, them darkies problems.
Darkie.
Well, I'm not Caucasian.
Well,
I just don't.
I get to be my own kind of racist.
I'm
not going to say anything because I'm a huge fan of white people. I'm a huge fan of everybody. I like all the people.
I love everybody.
I love all the peoples, all the alphabets. I love everyone.
Me too. I'm a lover of all the alphabets like you want. We don't want to leave none.
I love all you people. I mean, all God's people. I love all the people. And people who ain't God's people. I love all the people.
And the monkeys too.
That's racist.
No, the monkeys that I record.
Creatures?
I love all of God's creatures.
And the creatures that ain't God's creatures. I love all of them. All the creatures.
See, now she can throw the monkeys in because you love all of God's creatures.
See, the monkeys are included. The cats, the dogs. I love
and the silver moon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
We'll get together we're gonna have a good time then.
All right.
What about the government shutdown?
What about it?
It's over.
Oh, it is?
They said
it's temporarily over for like next couple of days. Yeah. We can talk about that again next week.
All right.
We'll see what the week has in store.
I didn't realize they
I think they signed a temporary funding bill that keeps the government open.
So when did they do that?
Thursday.
Middle of the week. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I am that was just yesterday then.
Today's Saturday.
Today's Saturday. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. You behind.
It's not through me completely off.
What else?
I stay off.
Crap.
Oh, and Carolina Duke game this
tonight.
Game. Yes. Mm-hmm. And
6 o'clock. We ain't gonna make it.
It is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about the Hall of Fame induction? What do y'all think about Bill Belichick getting snubbed? Or do you think he was snubbed?
I know that they was talking about that because him and the owner of the Patriots, they was talking about inducting him as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can see... I ain't gonna say that they just shun him a little bit, but I honestly feel like he needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like him as a coach.
You don't even know shit about him.
I like Coach Belichick. I like his.
But you know who did go into the Hall of Fame?
Who? Luke. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes.
And rightly so, man. He's a beast in every aspect.
Yeah, he retired so early. Yeah.
Luke went into the Hall of Fame. T-Mac is the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good year for Carolina Panthers fans.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Proud of y'all boys, man.
Keep pounding.
Was that a panther?
I don't know.
It sounded like somebody stepped on your foot.
Oh, no, not the way these things are.
God, no. I can see him through the shoes. He's got on sneakers. No, I'm just joking.
You see his bunion pulses.
Like, I'm going to get you sucker.
Can get on her extra glasses.
Step on this one right here.
shoot you myself.
Because his feet are kind of 3D-ish, you know, like.
Man, shut up.
Whatever.
Already.
But anyway.
They mine. These all I got.
That's all you got for real. We grateful.
We can't Anywho. Have
Now, I did hear some news stories about some state bills, not in North Carolina, but they're in Virginia, but they were interesting. These I came across these when I was watching like some gun videos, mm-hmm. And stuff like that.
Totally on the war.
Yeah.
I watched that one too.
Oh, about the Virginia state bill that criminalizes.
Yeah.
Like if your gun is stolen from your vehicle, mm-hmm. They're looking to pass a law that you can be found criminally negligent.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. In order to avoid that charge, they're saying that you have to have a permanently affixed, secure metal box.
Mm-hmm. Not your glove compartment.
Not the glove compartment, not the center console.
Center console can't be locked.
But well,
some consoles can.
Because some of them, the console will lock and the glove box won't, mm-hmm. you know. And some of them, you know, they got Life both. Person. But anyway, they're saying that you are going to have a metal box or, you know, safe storage, piece of metal storage permanently affixed to the vehicle.
Permanently?
Yes.
So,
and you have to lock it. Now, the thing about it is they can't tell you anything about that. They're saying this is the way it's supposed to be, but they're like, okay, so are you saying that everybody needs to go to some, because
what needs to happen.
They are suggesting that maybe you go to a fabricator and have something fabricated and put permanently on your car, but they don't have any parameters, around that. So I don't know if they voted on it or what, where it is, but that's the gist of the bill, which is really crazy.
This is my thing. If I'm out and about in my vehicle, you're not going to have time to protect yourself if you got to get to a...
Well, no. If you're in the car, it's okay for you to have it. If you got your...
Okay.
It's, right, but for me, it's... let's say you guys both have your concealed carry.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't carry into a bank.
Right.
So if you're out and about and you decide to stop by the bank,
you can't just throw it
in your glove box and lock it. Because if you do and your car gets stolen and your weapon is used in the committal of a crime, you got a felony.
Which is crazy, because if you think about the redundancy, okay, so, you know, and going back to the whole smart or common sense gun laws or whatever, okay, so I have taken my firearm off. Because I know I'm going into a firearm restricted area. Mm-hmm. I have taken the time to put it in the glove box and lock it, as well as I have locked my car. So now that is two stages of protection, which is all I have to protect this firearm. And like Granddaddy used to say, locking your doors only stops an honest thief.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, but they're still going to charge you for this. And that's the thing crazy. About it is, it's not even if the car gets stolen or if the whether it gets used or not. So like, say you come out and somebody broke into your car, and your gun was in it, and whether it's missing or they stole the car or whatever the case may be, if you don't have this mystical apparatus, air quoting,
when they recover your car. And find out your gun was in the glove box.
Even though you're the victim,
you get a charge.
You're gonna get a charge.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what I call. I understand, but I still.
It makes no sense. But they already have travel safes that you can take and lock. It's got a cable on it, and you can lock it around the frame of your seat.
That's not good enough.
It
has to be permanently affixed.
Right. But what's the difference? Who's going to take the time to take, the bolts out of your seat to get this thing out if they're really just trying to,
That's crazy.
And then in that case, even if you do have this manufactured, fabricated, piece of equipment that they're saying you need to have in your car, who's to say that somebody ain't going to go in there with a cutoff wheel or a sawzall or something?
Yeah, pop it.
I mean, that's, ain't that... you know, that standard loadout for, you know, a carjacker.
Yeah, they carry that around, right?
In their backpack. Well, I
mean, anyway,
crazy enough.
But yeah, this yeah, some of these laws is getting crazy.
Another thing that I saw, Kim, you might. So, did y'all know that the tax fee for like SBRs and suppressors has gone down to zero now?
Yeah, because they've changed the classification on the SBRs. Mm-hmm. Before there was a certain length as far as like the barrel and what you could and couldn't do, and they were saying at first, I think that it was what did it make it an instrument of mass destruction? I forgot what they called it.
No. They just wrote like because it used like for SBRs and suppressors and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. The fee used to, it wasn't reclassified. It's still the same classification. It's just that the tax fee is no longer $200. It's $0 now.
Oh.
You still have to register it just like you've always had to. Oh, it's just okay. No money to do it now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I didn't grasp the whole concept of that, but that's good.
You guys can go out and get suppressors now.
I don't think I'll be needing one.
No.
I think it takes I'm just joking.
Well, no, not only that, but I mean, I don't have a threaded barrel, so I don't have anything that's going to help me on right now. I would have
on your AR.
AR is not a threaded barrel.
Really?
It's not.
Hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a threaded barrel in order to run a silencer.
Yeah, you can put a. We can talk about this off pod. We can talk about this off pod.
Yeah. Okay. I guess if it's the same size and you can take and remove the flash.
Yeah, the flash hotter is threaded on.
All right, I got you. Yeah, that would make sense then.
We can talk about that whenever.
Yeah,
I want to tell you what I'm looking at.
Lord.
Anywho,
he's lighting up like a Christmas tree, so he's excited about something.
Anywho,
anyway,
let's go into some of these clippies.
I ain't watched none. Clippies.
You about to hear it now, so.
Let it hear, go.
Maybe, if Juan can get it to play on his little fancy, dancy phone.
Well, I can definitely get it to play. It's just a matter of going back.
Just to put it on the speaker, he got to go through 12 steps.
Don't go on speaker no more, player.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about just to put your phone on speaker. I'm just saying.
You went all the way back to the beginning?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Jeez. How many are we going to do?
This would be like around the 20-somethingth of January.
No. How many are we going to do today?
Oh, I don't know.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Depends on how long we talk.
All right, here we go. This is, Kim posted this.
Oh, Lord.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm, that's what we see. Yeah, she don't even know what she posted. She don't even tell them what kind of mood I was in that day.
I can make it easy now, but it wouldn't have been easy if you had met me. The guy that you have is different from the guy you would have gotten. I can make it easy now, but it wouldn't have been easy if you had met me in the previous set. I was so focused on my goals, I didn't have time to be focused on the person. And it wasn't until later on that I figured out that I got the car that I wanted, and I still traded it in. I spent all that time getting the watch that I wanted and don't even put it on. And going after things is such a stupid pursuit. It was only in this time of my life that I realized that people are the real prize, and they outlast anything that you can accumulate. Because I think that relationships are made better when people are ready to be in them and not for people who are ready to have them.
Right.
The guy that you have.
Okay, nobody's saying anything.
I'm laughing because Chris did like this. Chris dropped his head. I was like, oh gosh. Oh, so, fellas.
You posted it.
I did, I posted it. Right. So usually the person posts don't go first.
Oh.
Jesus. Have y'all not caught on to the...
Nope.
That's because most of y'all don't post stuff.
I mean...
So, anyways, I think timing is everything.
I think...
that was an easy way to put it up, right?
The music...
Threw you off.
And this was...
Shut up, Walter. You make me so sick. You make me so sick, Juan.
You was singing me a lullaby.
I think that, I mean, people change. It sounds, I mean, like you said, it sounds like a timing issue.
Yeah.
It sounds like, because the reason I'm kind of thrown is because as the video was playing, I'm reading the caption on here, and the caption of it is, that's just overlaid on top of the clip is, the right man doesn't compete with your healing, he protects it. And I'm sitting up here trying to find out what those two things have to do with each other.
Because he didn't say anything about that in the
Yeah. So I was kind of thrown, but yes, I don't really know what to say other than
I don't really know.
I mean, from the words that I heard him saying, it sounds like he was just talking about, it sounds like, I guess he might have spun the block maybe. And was like, you know, the man I was back then ain't the man that I am now, which, you know, it never is. You're not the same person you were yesterday. At least you shouldn't be.
Right, because you grow.
You would hope that you're continually growing and evolving as a person. Exactly. And it's just about finding the person that you're willing, I mean, that you're willing to grow with and allow them to grow with you. I mean, because you're both going to grow throughout the course of anything. So, I mean, it's,
yeah. You know, just grow, and not a person to change you. You know, just mature. The same dumb things. I think I've grown.
You think? I'm joking. You have, Chris. You have blossomed into a beautiful little flower.
I knew it.
He's a sweet.
See, I don't even like to consider it as growth. I think growth is a misnomer. Because to say that you've grown minimizes who you were at the time. It means that you were smaller. You were less than at the time.
But
evolved, I think, is a better term.
Okay.
It's not that you've grown, because I think any of us would think that we were a good, complete, whole person in our earlier days.
Nah.
You don't think you were a good person? You don't think you were a complete person? You don't think you were a whole person?
I don't think I was complete.
Yeah. I've always thought I was a complete person.
But
I was just a different version of that same person.
It depends on what your version of being complete is. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, it's just, when I say I wasn't a complete person, yeah, I was complete, but to a certain extent, I wasn't, because
you still had growing to do.
Yeah, because
evolving.
Evolving. Yeah, I guess you could say evolving. Because I in my head, I thought I knew what I didn't know.
Sheesh.
And you wasn't smart enough to know what you didn't
know. Exactly.
You thought you could
figure out. So that's why I say growth. Because, but, I understand what the evolution of it all means. So I see why you would want to call it evolving. But, I mean, I guess you could use either one.
I guess it depends on how you look at it, though.
True. Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because even whether you call it evolving or you growing, it's still
a
better
change.
Product.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a change.
Yeah.
And it's still a better product from the previous
exactly.
version.
So yeah.
Whether
either
you
way
it grows
is.
Or evolves. Yeah.
So. It might not be a better product to everybody. I mean, you know, some people might be like, no, I like that old, I like the old wand.
Well, maybe not for everybody.
I like that old wand that just, the diamond technique. I miss him.
Well, no, but I'm speaking, you know, like in a general sense. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, you know, if you've got a small tomato plant and a big tomato plant, you know what I'm saying? Well, the big tomato plant started out as a small one at some point in time.
And for me, that's why I don't like the word growth.
And the fruit that it bears is going to be better or even existent or non-existent, depending. But there are small ones, you know, small plants. But I mean, just overall, in a basic sense, you know, without getting into each and every little niche and scenario, you know, at the end of the evolution or at the end of the growth process, you still end up with more of a product than you did before, whether the plant is bigger, healthier, stronger, or whatever. It's still it went from one state to another, and the new state is in most cases better. than the previous state.
Okay,
true. Next.
moving right along.
Okay. A man can love you and still waste your time, yeah, because love doesn't create urgency and comfort does the opposite. Mm-hmm. He can care, feel deeply, mean well, and still not choose you. So ask yourself this, yeah, is he building a future or just enjoying access? Mm-hmm. Because love without movement still costs you time. Mm-hmm. A man can love you and still waste your time.
I posted that.
Of course,
so
you did.
Do y'all want me to go first?
What it's really trying to say. I mean,
and what she said, a man can love you and still waste your time.
I mean, everybody can do that. I mean that's not just reserved.
I think a lot of people.
My bad. But that's not just reserved for men. I mean,
a person, period. It's not necessarily.
She didn't say a person. She said men.
Well, of course, she said men, but you have to take it and make it applicable to your own life. Okay, so a woman can love you and still waste your time. And not be.
You can be loved and your time be wasted. That is true.
I mean, even in a relationship, people can love you and still waste your time. Yeah. I've done it.
See, for me, I mean,
I've had it done.
I'm a personal accountability person. Yeah. It's on you to value your time to not allow it to be wasted. Mm-hmm. I mean, a person can't waste your time. You allow a person to waste mm-hmm. your time mm-hmm. because you have no value. You value your time at zero.
Yeah, but there are times, and we'll say in the past, there have been times that I love people who've wasted my time. And I invested a lot in them. And we'll just say, when I was married, I love that person. And I chose, but I didn't know my time was, I thought my time was valuable. Does that make sense? I thought my time was valuable. I didn't know my time was being wasted though. But that person still said that they loved me.
And see, this is my thing with your analogy. The only way that becomes wasted time is if on the back end you felt that there was no growth on you. Because for me, in order to waste my time, I have to come out either at a deficit or at a loss. If I can't find anything positive that came out of a situation, then my time was wasted at that point. If you feel that there was nothing, absolutely zero that you gained during the course of your marriage, then yes, your time was wasted.
At that time, I didn't. I mean, at the time, I
didn't. No insight, no nothing. I mean, just nothing. You just came away. You had a Larry's computer experience where you came away with absolutely nothing.
Initially, yeah, I feel. I mean, honestly, initially.
Not initially.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, now, oh God, oh yeah, I see a lot. But that's who made me, that's what made me.
It's not a waste of your time.
Yeah, but I said it initially
because it was a part of your evolution.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Definitely. How good or bad it may be, it was a part of it.
Yeah.
Definitely. So.
Then again, that's just the way I view life. I mean, if I can pull a nugget out of something,
yeah,
my time wasn't wasted. I mean, because I do try to value my time.
Yeah.
That's
why you gave up on my computer.
Yeah.
No, I gave up on your computer. Like I said, I gave up.
Oh, you gave up on my computer because it was my computer.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. If it was my computer, I'd still be tinkering around with it. Yeah,
I got you.
Like I said, and it would look like Flores over here in the corner.
I appreciate you.
Because you can do that with your things.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I can dig until I'm just like, you know what?
Scrap it.
I desoldered the doggone all the silicone off here, and I still don't know what's going on. My soldering skills have gotten better. That was a gain. That was my win off that.
So you did win off of it.
That's what you can't do that with his. You can't do that with another person's possession because at that point, yeah, I can't put it back together.
Oh wow! Yeah, it's completely fluorized.
Again, Florence is going to be a future project for when I decide to get into building a robot.
Salvage.
Yeah.
Let me salvage.
And that is going to be the game from Florence.
That's the robot salvage yard over there.
Yeah. Basically, your computer almost ended up there. Boop-a-doo.
No, I have enough computers to act as a brain for any sort of robot that I want to build.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's really good to know.
Yeah, you know, I'm like the laptop salvage, y'all. If you, I don't want this laptop no more. I'll be like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take your old laptop. I'll do something with it.
Well, Chris, did you want to chime in? You already want to chime in.
I didn't chime in.
I chimed in too.
Yep.
Well, damn, I must have missed it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You blinked.
You late.
Nothing new.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to go to the next one. Wow, you posted a lot, Kim. Okay.
It might have been
that she got a lot to say.
Nah. There wasn't no day shoot. This is all from your week off.
Yeah.
And finally, you was posting like a mofo.
Oh, yeah. These are from your birthday week. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. Oh, gosh.
All of them's going to be from her.
No, mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Week. You did a lot. You did a lot.
I had time.
I think my wife will be okay with me sharing this since I'm using it to help other people. But this morning I felt a little down and discouraged and very alone. I shared that with my wife and we brought up some history. We didn't get into a fight or anything, but there's a little bit of residue. And later I went surfing, I spent the day alone, and as I was coming back, she texted me this. And this is what I want to talk about in this video. It reads, I wanted to say to you that I'm sorry that I met your vulnerability this morning with logic. That wasn't and isn't helpful, and I want to do better about just holding it or meeting it with vulnerability in return. Thank you for sharing. I'm sharing this because this is what repair looks like. It's not about how many times we fight. It's about how we fight. And the repair is what's important. And I can't imagine people who are with people who don't repair, people who don't hit the ball back, who don't create a safe space, who don't take ownership. I can't imagine what it would be like to love someone who isn't aware and doesn't look at themselves. And this is a great example, a simple text, but a powerful one, right? And what I felt in that golf cart while reading this was I felt loved, I felt heard, I felt seen, I felt understood. That then produces glue, injects hope, and heals. I think my
okay.
Okay.
It didn't sound like much of an argument at all. I understand how he may have appreciated the fact that she noticed that she handled something wrong. And maybe I'm missing the point, or maybe that is the point.
Well, yeah, they didn't really talk about the argument. He was just talking about her, the text, response, after their argument.
Well, right. But in the text was saying that she had met his
vulnerability
with logic. And I mean, for that. But then later on, he said, you know, it doesn't matter how you argue. It matters how you repair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I necessarily as a person look for repair, but I can see how it would be refreshing. It would be appreciated to have someone be like, hey, you know what? I handled that wrong. And I see that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
but that's repair, though. I mean, it's a part of repair.
When I hear repair, that to me, that implies that there was damage done. And to me, that wouldn't have been a damaging moment. That just would have been one of them things where it's just like, I threw it out there and she didn't see, you know, she didn't see it coming, or, you know what I'm saying? She didn't, you know, like you said, didn't, you know, hit the ball back or whatever. But sometimes, I mean, you know, we all have those moments. I feel like we do.
But those moments, they do, for me, that they do cause, even if it's
a minor,
even if it's just a small ding, it's a small ding. A small ding is still damage.
Yeah.
And it things like that do chip away. It's like, let's say for example, every time, you know, me and someone get into an argument, they fly off the handle.
Mm-hmm.
The damage becomes, I begin to assume if I bring anything to this person, they're going to fly off the handle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the damage that happens over time.
Okay.
And it happens because over a period of time, you keep seeing this person fly off the handle. And if they never come back and say, you know what? I messed up. I didn't mean to fly off the handle. I apologize for that. That's the hitting the ball back, and that's the repair. Because as a person who I know I've made many, I ain't going to say many, but I've made apologies for approaching people's vulnerabilities with logic.
Because he's a very logic type person.
Yeah, no, and that's what you know, sparked, yeah. You know.
That's what made me think of that.
I would like to think that that does some repair. it might, you know, it might not, but you know, I know it's something I work on even now. I mean, I don't think she'll mind me sharing it, but I know Tanya's talked about several times when she's been on here with us how we get into discussions, and sometimes she just wants me to listen, and I'm giving a diverging point of view because I can draw the logic line to a diverging point of view. And I'm like, I can see this right here. Let me just explain it. Maybe you'll understand it a little bit better if it comes from another person and not the person that you're arguing with, but a person that you care. Maybe if I word it proper.
Maybe if I dip it in sugar and present it to you, it'll be sweet.
So I've had
Let me translate that to woman for you.
So
what you mean by that, buddy?
I've had to walk that back and be like, listen, you just wanted me to listen. And
I didn't see it at the moment.
You didn't give me the warning because we've also discussed.
Oh, y'all got safe words for conversation.
If you just want me to listen,
pineapple.
Listen, I just want you listening. I don't want to hear anything you have to say.
Yes. It's all rhetorical.
This is just for me to get out. Yeah. I don't want anything back from you. You know, she's good, but sometimes she don't. And then I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
exactly.
And then I'm like, This was one of those times I should have
missed it. I should have zagged.
You know you didn't say it in advance. Yeah. I told you to say it in advance, but I didn't mean to. My bad.
But it's important to know, and I know sometimes I don't respond in logic. Sometimes my stuff is just me responding in emotion. But with my friendships, when people come to me and stuff, and I'll be like, did you want me to say something? Okay, well, this is what I was going to say, because sometimes not knowing whether someone is just blowing off steam or...
But it also helps to know. I mean, if I come to you with something, I mean, what I'm saying? I can call you and be like, Abel, I just need somebody to listen.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I need an ear. Mm-hmm. I need something to lean on for a second. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm all right, but can I catch my breath with you?
Yeah.
But you have to put it out there. You have to know. I mean, like you were saying, tell me what you want. Tell me what you need.
But this is the difference, though. This is the difference. In a friendship relationship, it's okay. I have the friend that I go to when I just want you to give it to me to raw. Yeah. I've got the friend that I go to whenever I want you to give me some sort of tact and some sort of a logical approach to it. In a relationship, this is supposed to be the person that you can share all the things with.
Yes.
But so they then now have to be like, I didn't handle it the way you would have wanted me to handle it.
But they got to let you know that they're putting, but is it, I mean, it's fair enough that if I want a certain reaction out of you, or if I want you to react to what I have to say or what I'm trying to do in the moment, it's only for me, I would think it would only be fair to you to be like, hey, bro, if I come to you and say, either I'm going to lean on you or let me get your opinion on this. I wanted, I do that a lot. Me and you. Hey, man, let me get your opinion
again,
on this.
Again, that's me and you. But I'm talking about in a marriage, in a dating relationship.
Even in a marriage, that's still a valuable thing. It's not fair to just fire off. It's good if you can. But it's not really fair to just fire off at your mate and not at least let them know what is expected of them
in an ideal situation.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's a responsibility on both parts.
He's talking about the way it was handled after the fact.
Right.
You've already been like, dang.
I understand that. But that still comes with, what I'm saying? But if you're going to be evolving, you're going to go through these things, And in order to evolve, sometimes, I don't see there's anything wrong with just saying, hey, this is what I need. Mm-hmm. Or at least giving some kind of, cue. Right. Just like we, whatever week that was, if your woman lays in your lap, she wants a back rub. If she toots. She just wants to be held. If she lays her head on your shoulder and breathes hard in your ear, she needs a hug. But those cues have to be established so that you have something to read.
Right. But that again, that assumes perfection. That you're always going to give the cue, and I'm always going to read the cue properly.
But nothing's perfect. But we're not saying perfection, but that's what you're going to strive for. Right. That you got to lay the foundation for that and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Because otherwise, you're just shooting in the dark, trying to figure out what it is she wants when she already knows what she wants and needs. So why not communicate that to the other person?
But in this scenario,
it's talking about how to handle in the not ideal situation.
I understand that. I get that. But at some point in time, don't you have to get closer to the ideal situation? Isn't that the goal?
The goal is to
get closer.
Okay.
But it's again,
I'm not denying
to borrow the term of the old wise spiritual folk, on this side of glory, you're not going to hit the mark all the time. Mm-hmm.
But you can get closer to it, is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Just keep striving for the mark, and both parts do what they can to make that mark.
Yes.
Don't just leave it open-ended and you just on your own to figure out what I want you to do with this information.
Yeah, but and that's not that even what we're talking about, though. That's not even the discussion, is it?
Obviously not, Juan.
No, I think we segued to another.
See, I missed the segue.
Well, I'm just saying, from what he was saying that he felt heard. I mean, you know, felt when they had their disagreement, her text was responding that she responded to him with logic when she should have came to him with a little bit more heartfelt, I guess, emotion or whatever. So from that, we spun it to
stop spinning.
I didn't mean to spin it,
it's
but
okay. It's sometimes conversations get spent.
Because to me it's not a spin. It's a point of
a lateral movement.
Not even a lateral movement, but no, it's a forward movement.
Okay.
But I mean, yes, after the fact, we've already got that out. Mm-hmm. Yes, after the fact, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Gotcha.
Because he was just saying he felt hurt and all that.
All right, but did she? All right, and I guess she had knew, or whatever. But still, it sounds like he put her in a situation where he gave her information that she didn't know what to do with, and she did it wrong.
Well, she just responded. Can we agree on that?
I don't know because we don't know the conversation.
Oh,
okay. We don't know their conversation. Yeah, because, we just know the response.
Yeah, because we're just responding to his response.
Yeah, we don't know what their discussion. Yeah. We don't know what they was arguing about.
Yeah, but he was just saying that her response was something that she responded. Well, even she said she responded to it logically instead of, you know, emotionally, because I guess it was an emotional.
I mean, personally, I think you can never go wrong with logic.
Yes, you can.
That's stupid.
That's smart. I know. See, there you go. Mean Juan is back, boys and girls. Mean Juan is back. But go on to the next one. You weren't ready.
I was not. I thought we were still talking.
Kim cut it short.
I did. I just nipped it. Well, we were talking about it for like 5 minutes. I mean, 4 minutes. I don't have my watch. But
okay. Here we go.
Do we have a
next one?
Let's watch this video together.
Relationships aren't even working anymore. Yeah, because women became the man they were waiting for. Like, bro, she's out here emotionally available, financially stable, communicates clearly, shows up on time, while he's still working on himself since 21-9. She plans her life, pays her bills, she handles stress, heals her trauma, and still has the capacity to care. Meanwhile, Romeo is like, I'm not a good texter. Because I don't have thumbs, and I don't have fingers. She wanted partnership, she got responsibility. She wanted support, she became the system. Half of these women didn't lose interest in men. They lost patience to babysit. I am 5'11". I'm 6'2". They're not asking for perfection. They're not asking for riches. They're just asking for a man who can match the basics she mastered. Because once she becomes the man she needed, dating someone less feels like charity. And she's done donating, bro.
That you too, Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Speak on it.
No, I just thought it was comical. It was funny to me. Not only what he was saying, but I know that was taking it to a whole nother thing. You know, once a woman becomes whatever, established and, you know, all the things that we want. Because he said the woman becomes the man that she...
Women became the man that they were waiting for.
Yeah. And then, you know, once a woman becomes established and this and the other, you know, what they find is a man who is needy, who was ready to use the system that they became, and you know, all this other stuff. And they were laughing or making light of it or whatever. And it was some stuff I was, you know, I snickered at it too. But
sound like somebody was drunk texting.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
I don't think that's accurate. Yeah. I think what more often occurs is that once a woman becomes the man that she was waiting for, and then the man that she was waiting for comes, she kind of has a problem giving up that manhood that she's already established.
In some cases, not in all, but in some cases, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think it's, you know, when they were like laughing at, you know, it's like, you know, you become 6'2", da da da. No, because I'll always speak for myself. I don't know about no other woman. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's just hard, like once it to relinquish your, you know, the control, or because people have to show that they're dependable. They have to show that they're able to handle what you've already maneuvered and navigated and so-called fine-toothed your life, you know, to be the way it is, you know. So sometimes it's hard to just say, well, sure, here, I'll trust you with, you know, with this, making all these decisions that I've been making, you know, for XYZ amount of time, you know. But, I mean, you know, it's doable once y'all get past a little hard, you know, protective shield that they might have put up, you know, it's doable. But I mean, you know, it's something that, you know, most women, I ain't speaking on all, but I'm saying me, you know, sometimes it's just hard. And that's just me. Next, look, how do you feel, Juan? I see the frown, the grimace on your face.
I think that it's, you know, when the man comes, it's not always, oh, I need to trust you with the decision. It's if a man is, you know, being a masculine leader, and the man is like, I think it should be a no on this particular thing at this particular time. Mm-hmm. And you've already established your masculinity because, you know, you've had to. You're like, get you, Negro. I can do this myself anyway. Don't need you. I wasn't asking you for your permission.
But not in all cases. And like I said, a lot of times as women, I know me, sometimes I'll be like, hey, I'm whatever you say. And once I say whatever you say, then, you know,
you clocked
I would.
Out.
Yeah,
you checked out.
Yeah. But there have been times in my life that I've allowed my partner to graciously lead, but, you know, be that head. But like I always love to say, you know, the head don't turn without the neck. So you just be like, well, do you really think that's the wise thing to do or whatever, you know? And then, okay, if that's what you say, okay, final answer, then go. You know, it's just.
Next. Are we going to get to anything that Kim didn't post?
Soon.
Oh,
that
Lord.
That was 15 videos, 2 weeks behind. So therefore, and some of them you can skip over one, because Juan posted one my birthday week too. He posted a couple. Okay, I think
here's one that I think I posted. I don't even remember what this is about, but
play it.
Yeah. Let's see.
One thing you can't call him though is a liar, because he ain't lying.
Your attitude or your idea is that the population is going to get smarter, healthier, and more adept at problem solving. You're on fucking crack.
Golly.
Next is we'll just have, you know, these giant oscillating swings between right and left. And then I think, you know, eventually it'll get to a point where large areas in the country are unlivable for a myriad of reasons, perhaps crime or homelessness, climate, whatever. Very, you know, well-off or well-connected people will have these kind of enclaves this is already happening. And then there'll be, you know, a fight to be in one of those two groups. And then eventually a dictator, a strong mess, somewhere down the line, some man or woman will come in and go, this system's fucked. I am going to run things. And they will run things in a way, and it will probably won't be for the best, but like the system will collapse. But I don't know if we'll see it, but it will collapse. There's no way it doesn't. It will collapse to a degree. And someone will come in and go, yeah, these elections are all fake and it doesn't matter anyway. Why do you fuckers need to vote? Here's a coupon for a chicken sandwich. And people go, I like chicken. And then, you know, people just go, fuck it. They don't care. And then you go, there'll be Netflix and there'll be Domino's and you'll sit in your house and they'll say, well, you can't drive today because of the climate. And people go, yeah, it's Tuesday. Can't get in my car because of climate. And you'll sit there and they'll feed you poison and you'll watch TV. And a few people will riot, but very few because most people will be pacified by the goodies, which they'll still probably have. And, you know, the leader will come on and tell, like, well, they'll be like, hello, everyone. And you'll go, hey, and it'll be a celebrity. It'll be someone you know. It'll be someone you're very familiar with, and they'll say a couple of things and be like, it's not that bad, is it? And they go, no, it's not that bad. And they'll feed you the propaganda, and you won't remember when you were free, and you won't remember. And most people will be fine with that, but me and you will be dead. And it won't matter, you know? And we'll have experienced the best of it. We'll remember when you could get in a car without a tracking device. We'll remember when you didn't have a fucking tracking device attached to you at all times. We'll remember when you could say what the fuck you want, alienate people, piss them off, and no one really cared, and it didn't matter because you could wake up the next day and say, sorry, I was drunk, and it wasn't on fucking Twitter. People didn't have a record of what you did and what you said and where you were and who you fucked and everything else. We will remember true freedom. We're one of the last groups of people to actually be free, and we should all thank God for that, because the hellscape that's about to be created is going to be so bad they won't even know how bad it is. It won't even feel like they're in prison. Because those offices we talked about, people, they get to like them. Oh, there's creamer today. French vanilla, it's your favorite. Ugh. It's coming. It's coming, and it's going to be so bad, it won't even feel bad. But we'll be like, shit, remember when you could do all those things you can't do anymore. But, you know, and there'll be a few people that remember it, and then they'll take all those books about that shit and burn the fuck out of them. They'll go, well, those aren't good. Racism, homophobia, it's like, burn, burn, burn. And people will forget when you could, were free, and they will just kind of create a society based on goodies. Little goodies, little rewards, and the addiction to celebrity, where our leaders will all be celebrities who will tell you on closed circuit television how good things are going. And you'll go, good, thanks. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that was garbage.
I don't know. They were talking too fast. They were talking too fast.
When I say, really understand what when I say it was garbage, I mean, like, some of the stuff was real. When I say it was real top, I guess it was outlandish. When he was like, they'll tell you the climate is, it's too hard for you to drive. Like that was.
You've never heard of Red Flag Days or Black Flag Days?
Not around here.
When the smog and things of that nature are too bad for you, if you have respiratory issues, to go outside, don't go outside because.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. But I guess that I was thinking of something.
You were thinking of something a whole lot further left.
Yeah, I was.
That's the whole thing with freedom. It's you don't snatch it all away. It's the whole, how do you, you know, it's the way they, I forget the analogy, but they train elephants in the circus by tying a rope around their leg, like for long period, just a short rope, or they shorten the rope periodically, and then eventually the elephant no longer tries to get away. Oh. It's the same concept. It's you take a little bit, you take a little bit, you take a little, and eventually you're just like, this ain't too bad. This is cool.
Being in the circus ain't that bad.
Yeah.
They feed me twice a day. They parade me around. People cheer and smile.
Yeah, I mean, it's what the skit from, Hollywood Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Where I don't know why we're trying to lead mass up.
Yeah,
feed us on Sunday.
It's feed us on Tuesday.
It's the same concept. I mean, that's how the mindset of freedom gets diminished by, we'll give you this. We'll give you this. Hey, we'll give you a cell phone. We'll give you this. Hey, we'll make sure you get food all the time. And eventually you're no longer even craving the desire to go out and do what you want to do.
It makes, okay. I guess just the talk and the speed of it,
that's what got me.
Yeah, it sounded like it was like on 10X the whole time.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I mean, dude was pretty amped. I mean, but like for me, I'm a big personal freedom person. I love to be, I've always wanted to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I mean, and it's, yeah, I mean, those types of things get infringed on pretty easily. If we're not vigilant and, I'm the only person that had something to say about that.
No, I mean, so, I was chiming in.
You were the only one that got it.
Well, I got it.
It was talking too fast.
Well, it was talking too fast, but like I said, some of the stuff was just like, to me, like very just like outlandish. When you said about the black smog days and stuff, I was like, oh, I remember that, but I was just thinking, they say, oh no, the climate's too bad, you can't drive. And I'm just like, No, they never said that.
I mean, that was COVID, Kim.
That was COVID.
Don't go outside.
Well, because
stay home.
People was dying. But like I said, I was still going outside, so I never stayed, you know.
People weren't dying?
People were dying.
Oh, okay. People were dying. But like I said, a lot of that stuff was still a
choice on the individual be like, oh, forget them. I got freedom and I'm just going to go on out here.
Yeah. Because I was still, you know, like I said, at that time I was still a healthcare worker. So I didn't have a choice. I had to still go out into the world and live, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, you shouldn't. That was garbage. No, I'm just joking. Mine was garbage. Yours was garbage. That was great on personal freedom. Yes. It was one. A great example.
All right, here we go. Back to Kim's posts.
Never mind. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you were posting a lot, Kim.
I said you can skip over some of mine and go to the next week because we're not going to. That was my week of just laying to do nothing one.
Okay, here we go.
Well, jeez.
Pick partners according to our emotional depth. So if I am not in a place where I'm willing to be vulnerable and transparent, then the partners that are most attractive to me are partners who are also just as unavailable or shallow. Especially women who are not emotionally available, you get away with it. Ooh, you get away with it. Because women have a lot of words. So we can say a lot of stuff. And you're gaslighting and you're a narcissist and you got every TikTok video trying to diagnose him. And because you have the words, you win the argument. You're so used to pointing the finger at your partner for what they're not that you're missing that you're at the same level. So you want to pay attention to the depth of different women, but then you also want to pay attention, how do they respond when I give them feedback? And one of the triggers for you, David, is going to be acceptance. Because it's easy for me to get acceptance if I give her these quick fixes.
So one of the things that I have been saying, even though I've been staying out of dating for a minute now, don't come over here unless you're interested in doing some work.
Okay, now that's intimidating.
I know. I know. Okay. I'm fully aware.
Chris, what do you think? Look. Spotlight on Chris.
Well, I mean, soft music posts just be putting me to sleep.
get out of here.
But, I mean, I kind of agree with what he said. I mean, don't mess around, come over here. The whole work aspect of it all is just, it takes work. I mean, it's work. You know, it's not like something you just fall into and it's a bunch of flowers and daffodils and such. But yeah, it's going to always be work. I don't care what you're doing. It's some form of work, whether it be just easy or whatever, but it's always going to be work when it comes to something like that in any aspect, I think. It's not just going to be a given. It's a give and take.
It's not just a given, what?
Yeah, it's going to be work, you know. And, you know, careful what you step into if you ain't ready.
Because you just might get it.
Hey, so, yeah, that's my little 2-cent piece.
That sounds good, Chris. Yeah. 2 cents is better than nothing.
Yeah.
What you think, Larry? Wake up over there.
I'm awake. I'm trying to think of something to say.
Try to give a penny.
I don't even remember. I was listening.
He was.
And I closed my eyes and everything, and I listened, but it's like I didn't retain any of it.
Oh, my God.
But, hey, I'm being honest. I mean, I can sit here, you know, I can shoot some shit, but, you know, that ain't really my style. I think this was one of those for me that I just didn't quite grasp what they were talking about, and I felt like I needed more context.
Needed more context.
Yeah, that's what the man said.
I just repeated it. That's all.
Juan.
He said, "Kimmy, you been sitting there like this."
No one can see what the facial expression you're making.
I know, but I'm looking at you. He was not smiling. He was frowning.
That
was a tight lip smile.
That was.
honestly, I kind of agree with what the lady was saying. I'm shocked that you posted it. Oh. I mean,
I post a lot of
dumb stuff. I mean,
so yeah.
Different stuff.
Because for me, that's a you know, you don't always get what you want. You get what you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Type of post, and yeah, that's just okay. That's a
people attract what they are.
A lot of people don't have that level of self-reflection there, because that does take a certain level of self-reflection to be able to appreciate that. You know, everybody has this ideal of what they deserve, air quote, and you know, what they should get and what they're entitled to, and that isn't how situation goes. Usually you're going to get, you know, you're not going to get that. You're going to get you're going to get what you put out. Mm-hmm. That's all.
See, and that sounds a lot like what I say, I ain't gonna say often, but I've said it before, but it's like, you know, you have to be attractive to what you want to attract. You know, I always relate it to fishing. If you want a certain type of fish, you got to use a certain type of bait. Mm-hmm. If you want that fish on your hook, then you've got to put out what that fish likes.
Otherwise, you ain't gonna get
it. You know what I'm saying? You can't take a top water fly, you know, and bounce it across the top of the water and expect a catfish to come off the bottom and come up and snatch it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But you can do that with a bass. You know, if you sling it up under where a tree is, you know, shading over the water, you know, so that, yeah, in that sense, I agree with that, because like I said, you know, especially the way Juan put it, if you want a certain type of person, if you want a certain result, then you got to put out into the atmosphere what it takes to get that thing.
Now, I would like to expound on this whole catfish situation.
I knew he was going to say something about the daggum fish.
Don't you just shove your hand in a hole to catch a catfish?
No. If you are noodling for catfish, yes, that is a way. Okay. That is a way of fishing.
I knew he was going to say something. I looked at shit. I said, why should this nigga say something about some damn fish? I knew he was going to
say the fish intrigued me at the moment. I'm sorry.
When you started talking about one day like this, one said,
he's like, oh,
fishing.
There's different ways to catch catfish, though. You know what I'm saying? But none of them.
Sometimes you just post an attractive picture of yourself on the internet and you catch a catfish,
catfish, right? That's what. But you know, catfish is a bottom feeder, so just be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Just be mindful.
That was my point.
Yeah, catfish is a bottom feeder.
Catfish is a bottom feeder, so you're going to get down in the mud, you're going to get dirty, you're going to get submersed in the nastiest water in order for you to stick your hand blindly in that hole to catch that catfish if you noodling.
And wait for him to bite.
I'm around.
And then you got to snap.
Now, what else can you do to catch a catfish? You can wait till night, and you can bait the hooks, and you can make them long. You can drop them down. You can just take some 2-liter bottles, throw a glow stick in it, and throw it out there in the water, and you can fish that way. That's how you get catfish as well.
I would just go to skippers.
He's so stupid.
Y'all put in way too much work.
Yeah, you brought the catfish up, bro.
You did. You bought the catfish up to me.
Actually, you bought the catfish up. I just expounded upon the catfish.
Fishing, he bought up the fishing analogy. But carrying on to the next, God knows, we get so sad.
Wait, you didn't give any input, Kim. You did not give it. You asked
Kim, what kind of fish do you like? Perch?
Like no,
I know you
like
alligator. Because I know you are a pescatarian, so you do still
eat
fish.
Yes, I like red snapper, and I don't know how to...
Or I'm sorry, in your words, you are a vegan, so you still eat fish.
I'm a vegan that eats fish, because a lot of people don't know what pescatarian is.
God. That's a part of the religion.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a Presbyterian, too.
I'm a Baptist.
I got some friends that are Presbyterians.
But back on topic of what she was saying. Yeah, when I did post it, because, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, you attract what you kind of put out there. But, you know, for me, I just feel sometimes it's true, sometimes not true, because I know I've attracted a bunch of different type of things, but hey, I'm a lot of different type of things, so hey, whatever.
Facts.
Depends on what day you catch me.
Facts.
All right. So, since I don't know how many more posts we're going to get before we wrap up,
I say this be the last one.
No, cool. The last one. Yeah.
This is going to be the last one.
Give it to me now.
It's gonna it's going to be a good one. It's going to be stupid.
Smiling.
It's
come on with it.
You said while we had it, Coda just got heat.
Hold up. Yeah. I'm sorry. I talked through the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, shut up.
Will you really elaborate on
Hang on. All right, dog it.
Jesus.
Oh, I done muted it. Okay, I got it now. Here we go.
Jesus.
Don't talk.
Nigga said, while we at it, Coda just got heat. Because when you really elaborate on
it, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
When you hot, nigga, it's like.
Nigga, make you like, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
It make you animalistic, nigga, like, you just like.
Nah, bro, I mean, you cooking.
You cooking, nigga.
So it make you,
angry. You like, you boiling, nigga.
Nah, for real.
Come out?
Nah, for real.
You hostile.
You hot, yeah.
Manly, just.
Nah, I believe that, Z.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, for real, bro. I believe that.
But like when you cold.
Niggas get the.
You start touching on yourself.
It's cold out here.
It's cold.
This is
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And I was hoping he didn't play this one, because it's saying basically like when you hot, you like, oh, you know, you like manly. Talking about,
oh, you angry.
Being gay. I mean, being, when you cold, it turns you gay. She'd be like, you be touching on yourself. He'd be like,
it's so cold.
It was stupid, and I knew he would play stupid shit. He posted it like yesterday.
I liked it. I laughed. I don't get it. I don't get the funny. I didn't understand. I didn't catch it. It's just, once again, not enough context.
You'll have to.
Maybe I should have watched that video. Cold is gay heat.
He said cold is gay heat. Gay heat. He said because when you hot, you like, man, it's hot, man. You know. But when you cold, you be like. It's Juanisms.
It's
so.
True.
It's true.
I mean,
I like that.
But I mean, that's the way people act. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's just funny.
I wouldn't have ended it on that one, but something told me, if I don't know nothing, I might know my brothers a little too well.
I like
But it, I was bro. Like, I hope he didn't
play. High five to it, bruh. Tow.
I was hoping you would play another one.
Hey.
But since you posted that one, like, yeah, I believe it's yesterday you posted, or day for that, and I was like, why is he posting this crap? And I think I posted not today. No, I probably didn't even post on that one. Because some of your stuff you be posting,
I started watching it, and I think I started laughing because they were laughing. Then I started listening, like, yeah, that's some
gay
real shit.
Heat. Like, get out of here.
That's some real shit.
But anyways, as we conclude our Potiversary.
Hey, Potiversary.
Lord have mercy.
Made for you and
Do
me.
Do you know what? Today is,
it's our Potiversary.
Woo! Yeah.
Potiversary.
Okay. Anyway.
Victoria, be no secret.
Oh, God.
It's a Potiversary. Hey! It's a Potiversary.
Oh, my gosh. Thank
today
you, guys.
Today well, is a special
can,
day.
Can we finish?
Hey!
You can
yeah, finish one. You got to finish. You said finish.
For you. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, as we conclude, I guess this is my going out music. As we conclude our Potiversary, thank you guys who have supported us.
Yeah.
Thank you guys who legit have put in or whatever, who give us feedback. Yeah, Uncle Alvin. We're giving Uncle Alvin a shout out.
Yes, we are.
Because he's texted us throughout
this. Yes, while we're just recording.
Love you, Uncle.
We love you, Uncle. Thank you for the support and the love.
If we don't know nobody else is listening, we know Big Uncle is listening. And we thank you and love you for it, Big Dog. Just to let you know, for real.
We do. And you can catch us on
anywhere you catch your podcast.
Yeah.
Including Apple
Podcasts, yes, everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Or at our website,
3sgpod.com.
gray8fam.com. That's 3sgpod.gray, the number 8fam.com.
Yeah!
Have a good week, you guys. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for your supporting us over the year. We never thought we would make it, but
never
we did.
Never would have made it.
Oh, my gosh. That part.
y'all have you.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, yes. Y'all have a great week. We'll talk to y'all next week. If weather permits.
Bye-bye. Kisses.
Bye-bye. Yeah.